Well, let's check in with the girls' state softball tournament in action yesterday. Semifinal is in all classes. In 5A, it was Waukee over Cedar Rapids Kennedy 2-0, and Pleasant Valley a 2-1 winner over Urbandale. In the 4A semis, Winterset beat Oskaloosa 3-1, Ballard 6-1 over Charles City. 3A semis saw Davenport Assumption beat Center Point Urbana 9-1, and Albia beating Mount Vernon 5-2. In the 2A semis, Iowa City Regina 2-1 over Durant, and Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont shut out I-35 2-0. And in the 1A semifinals last night, it was Key over Westwood 7-3, and Clarksville in a wild one 15-12. They beat Sigourney in 9 innings last night. That sets up the finals today. Here are the consolation matchups. This morning, Oskaloosa plays Charles City for third place in Class 4A. Cedar Rapids Kennedy will face Urbandale in 5A. Westwood plays Sigourney in 1A. Durant faces I-35 in 2A. And Center Point Urbana will play Mount Vernon in the 3A consolation. Championship matchups look like this today in 4A. Winterset plays Ballard just after 10 this morning to get it started. That'll be followed by the 5A championship, Waukee facing Pleasant Valley. In the 1A title game, Key will play Clarksville. The 2A championship game has Iowa City Regina facing Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. And in the 3A championship tonight, Davenport Assumption will face Albia to round out the tournament. Speaking of tournaments, the boys' state baseball tournament getting underway today at Principal Park in Des Moines with two games. We'll have one of them for you here on the radio. That'll start this morning as CAM makes its first ever state baseball tournament appearance. The Cougars will face off against Newman Catholic of Mason City in a Class 1A quarterfinal round game at the boys' state baseball tournament to get the tourney started. That game's set to go at 11 o'clock this morning. It's the first ever trip for CAM Newman Catholic. Well, they're pretty much a regular at the state boys' baseball tournament. Newman Catholic, the top seed in that 1A draw coming into today. CAM, the number 8 seed. As we said, Cougars making their first ever trip to the state baseball tournament, and they've done it on the heels of some real clutch pitching and defense here in the last few games to make their way to state. We'll have all the action for you this morning. We'll get it underway with our pregame show. That'll start at 10:15 this morning. We'll hear from both coaches, the coaches from both teams, and we'll also have plenty of info for you getting you set up for the ball game today. 11 o'clock is first pitch. CAM Newman Catholic live today here on KJAN. Chris Parks will have all of that action for you from Principal Park, the home of the Iowa Cubs there in Des Moines. Then later on this afternoon, North Lynn will play Remsen St. Mary's in the only other game today on the state baseball tournament slate. That's another 1A quarterfinal. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Cardinals pitcher Trevor Rosenthal was late covering first base on a two-out grounder by Jose Reyes, and that turned into a game-winning single in the ninth inning, and that lifted the New York Mets over St. Louis 3-2. Reyes' fourth career walk-off RBI gave the Mets a split of that four-game series. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Arizona over Cincinnati 12-2. Pittsburgh beat Milwaukee 4-2. Atlanta down the L.A. Dodgers 6-3. San Diego beat San Francisco 5-2. Brandon Moss drove in four runs. Mike Moustakas had three RBIs. And the Kansas City Royals routed the error-prone Detroit Tigers 16-4 last night. Eric Hosmer and Whit Merrifield homered for the Royals, who moved within a game and a half of first-place Cleveland in the AL Central. The 16 runs and 19 hits were both season highs for Kansas City. In other American League play, Toronto beat Boston 8-6, Baltimore over Texas 9-7, New York over Seattle 4-1. In Pacific Coast League play, it was Nashville beating the Iowa Cubs 7-5. Omaha got by Colorado Springs by a final of 6-4. Iowa State has added Zoran Talley, last season's Conference USA sixth man of the year, as a graduate transfer. The Cyclones announced Thursday that Talley, a 6'7" forward who averaged over 11 points in the 2016-17 season for Old Dominion, will join the team after he graduates in August. Talley redshirted as a freshman for the Monarchs before playing two seasons. He'll have 2 years of eligibility for Iowa State. The addition of Talley, along with fellow graduate transfers Hans Brace and Jeff Beverly, is designed to help the Cyclones rebuild next season without falling too far down the Big 12 standings. Iowa State lost four seniors to graduation after going 24-11 and winning the Big 12 Conference Tournament last season. In NBA news, a person familiar with the negotiation says the Cleveland Cavaliers are discussing a contract with former NBA MVP Derrick Rose. The team is discussing a one-year deal with Rose. Cleveland is limited in what it can offer the free agent guard, whose career has been slowed by knee injuries. Rose made $21.3 million while playing in 64 games for the New York Knicks last season. ESPN.com first reported the Cavaliers' interest in the 28-year-old Rose. In college football news, Mississippi football coach Hugh Freeze resigned on Thursday after university officials found a pattern of personal misconduct that started with the school's investigation into a call to an escort service. Freeze's resignation brings a stunning end to a five-year tenure that saw a Sugar Bowl victory, but also a wide-ranging NCAA investigation into rules violations. His ultimate downfall came after school officials investigated Freeze's phone records and found misconduct. Athletic director Ross Bjork says the school's investigation started last week after an outside Freedom of Information request revealed a concerning phone call that lasted less than a minute. The school then looked into the rest of his phone records and found more problems. Freeze's university cell phone records, obtained by the Associated Press, show a one-minute call made on January 19th of 2016 to a Detroit-based number. An internet search shows the number linked to a site that offers various escort services. Alabama running back B.J. Emmons is transferred to Hutchinson Community College. Hutchinson coach Ryan Rhodes said Thursday that Emmons has already arrived at the Kansas Junior College. Emmons was one of the nation's top running back recruits in 2016 and rushed for 173 yards as a freshman. He sustained a foot injury against Texas A&M. He was the 36th rated prospect overall and number two running back in the 24/7 Sports composite rankings. Emmons was stuck in a crowded backfield where Damian Harris, Bo Scarborough, and freshman Najee Harris are all former five-star recruits. Sophomore Josh Jacobs was a less heralded recruit, but he also topped 500 yards rushing last season. Emmons would be able to transfer to another FBS program after one season. And the biggest question after Thursday's long day on the links at the British Open is what's in store for Friday. Cool temperatures, high wind, and occasional showers are in the forecast. After a cool, rainy start on Thursday, the wind off the Irish Sea pushed away the clouds and bathed Royal Birkdale in sunshine. Stars and stripes. Three Americans finished the day tied atop the leaderboard as Jordan Spieth, U.S. Open champ Brooks Koepka, and Matt Kuchar all fired 5-under par 65s. Kuchar, who first endeared himself to these British fans as a 19-year-old amateur in 1998 at Royal Birkdale, tied the course record with a 29 on the front nine, only to fall into a routine of pars the rest of the way. He still shot 65 in the first round. That's his best ever score in a major. Now today, Kuchar on the course again. In fact, he's almost finished with his round today. Through 17 holes today, he's even par after that 65 yesterday. So he's still at 5-under and still tied for the lead as Jordan Spieth and Brooks Koepka with their 65s yesterday have yet to tee off here today. Ian Poulter's even on the day through his first hole. He's 3-under for the tournament. A couple of other golfers, Justin Thomas and Richard Bland, are at 3-under and have yet to take the course so far here today. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.